Moncrief on News Talk.
What makes you left or right-handed? The simple answer is that we're all born that way, but it seems to be not quite as simple as that. A new study has found that practice has something to do with it. Ahmet Arak is assistant professor in neurology at UCLA. Good afternoon, Ahmet.
Good afternoon.
What were you hoping to discover before you started this study?
So, yes, it's interesting. Before that, maybe we can... We were just curious, you know, why... How our one hand is more skillful from the other one. Mm. And whether, you know, we could, get to the core of that. And that's why, you know, that's how we started it.
Yeah. So it's still not known why people arrive into the world either left-handed or right-handed.
Yes and no. There's evidence even before birth that people prefer to use one side more than the other. But here's the confusion, you know, then it gets to. Because preferring one side is one thing, and being better at that one side is another thing. And we are not, you know, asking questions about why we prefer one side, because that's likely genetic. You know, that part is, you know, there's neurodevelopmental or genetic causes for that. Mm-hmm. But what we were interested in, is it also because that you have that innate, or one side of your brain has the innate superiority at controlling, you know, motor skills that results in better skills on one side, or whether it's just a practice effect because of the preference and the preferred use on that side over your life.
Yeah. And so to test this hypothesis, describe for us what you got your subjects to do.
Right. So we did two types of experiments. One is just a simple, you know, point-to-point reaching task in 3D space. And we challenged that with either adding a weight on the wrist, and also attaching a lightweight stick to the forearm. That was the first test, and where we saw the difference between right and left emerged only when using the stick. Stick can be considered as a very simple tool and performing the same task. And the second experiment was we asked the subjects to write with their elbows, of course, with their hands as well. And elbow is an unusual, you know, part of the body to be, you know, writing with, right? We don't really practice that a lot. And that was the whole point of it. We wanted to find a body part that we still move around, you know, we still use it, right? Whenever we use our arms, we use our elbows, but not necessarily as the so-called end effector, right? We don't... really reach with our elbow to things, or we don't really, you know, write things with our elbows. And the reason for that is why would you even do that experiment? Is because if you again go back to the first question, whether this difference is innate versus practice dependent, right? If they would predict completely different things when it comes to the elbow writing experiment. Mm-hmm. The innate difference hypotheses would predict that your dominant side elbow writing should be much better than the non-dominant side elbow writing. On the opposite side, the practice hypotheses would predict that there would be no difference between two sides. And it's what we found exactly.
Yeah. And you got them to do this repeatedly to see would they improve.
Right. So the next experiment was we asked, is this just because elbows cannot, you know, perform the, you know, bad or skilled movements? Or is it a ceiling effect that the elbows can reach to so much, and they can get so much better? So that's why we trained them either on the dominant side or the non-dominant side, and they improved. And they improved to the level of the dominant handwriting, and much better than the non-dominant handwriting.
So You were able to, that was relatively quickly then, that people were able to retrain themselves to write with their elbows.
Right. I mean, it took them like two and a half hours of practice. And also the other thing is, you know, we had them practice only one character, the character number 8. Yeah. So they practiced only one character, you know, making just a good shaped 8s.
So does that mean theoretically anyone could become ambidextrous with enough training?
Yes, and there is already, you know, a lot of evidence for it in the literature. You can train the non-dominant side with the skilled, you know, tasks in terms of either writing or chopstick use. And I'm giving these examples because these are already published, you know, papers. Mm. As well as, you know, you can find evidence for it in some cultures, for example, the originally left preferring, you know, kids are forced to use their right hands, and they become right-handed in terms of their, you know, daily activities of writing or using tools. Hmm. So there's already, you know, solid evidence supporting that.
Yeah. And in that instance where a child is made use their right hand rather than the hand they favor, is the brain being effectively rewired during that process? And does it become then the dominant side?
So, that's the whole, you know, our results, you know, is literally saying that they it is trainable. So when, if you're asking the specific changes that happen in the brain that makes you, you know, more skilled on that side, of course there would be a whole another, you know, study going into the neural mechanisms of it. Mm. but likely so.
Yeah. Does it apply just to hands or arms? And I tell you why I'm asking you this question, because my youngest daughter is 10. Her friend was in our house 2 days ago, and the friend is very sporty. And she's two brothers who are also very sporty. But she was telling us that she's left-handed when she writes, but when she kicks a ball, she's right-footed, and that her brothers are the same. They're left-handed, but right-footed.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that kind of an innate thing, or could that come just because they're being trained to kick a ball with their right leg?
Likely because they were trained to kick on the, you know, right side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I would say.
Well, it's also handy to have a left footer in a team.
Right. Because there's also like very interesting, you know, examples of that from another, you know... professors, you know, lab, Tamar Makin, where they studied, you know, individuals who were born without arms. And some of those individuals, you know, of course, they end up using their feet for more skilled tasks. So they become, you know, foot artists. They can make, you know, these amazing paintings with their just using their feet. Mm. And there, you know, they show that with practice, you know, one side can be the dominant side. Again, though, like, you know, with practice and where at a task where you wouldn't normally think that, you know, the foot, the feet would be, you know, skilled enough, you know, to use, to do those tasks, but it is possible.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary, really. Ahmet, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Ahmet Arak there, assistant professor in neurology at UCLA. Des says, I'm a drummer and it's essential to be ambidextrous, including with your feet. John Paul, another musical example, John points out that Paul McCartney is right-handed, but he plays guitar left-handed. I was an electrician, says this texter, all my working life. I use my right hand to do most things, use pliers, snips, saws, etc. I always use a screwdriver with my left hand. Why? I don't know. It was just more comfortable that way. Someone else, Fergal says, I am left-handed for writing, handball, snooker, right-handed for hurling, golf, squash, right-footed for football. By the way, Latin for left is sinister. Very good, Fergal. Tying together a couple of the things we were talking about today. I'm right-handed. I've been playing guitar for 30 years, since my late teens. My left hand would win a most skillful competition against my right hand, hands down. Having said that, my left hand wouldn't be able to strum or pick the guitar the way my right does. On another slightly related note, I'm left-eared because of playing loud music on the left-hand side of the stage, meaning my amp is facing my right ear more. Anyway, being left-eared means that I use my phone with my left hand. My right hand by itself is useless with the phone, even though phone calls rarely happen these days. My phone is always in my left hand and used with one hand being my left. That's so interesting. How come a lot of people who are right-handed, especially extremely right-handed, eat with their left hand? I'm particularly right-handed and right-footed and can't really do that. In other words, hold their fork with their left hand, the opposite to the right, they would primarily use for... That is true, that's a good point, but I suppose your dominant hand you might want to use for your knife if you want to saw things up. But if, say, you're kind of... If you're eating soup or something like that, or eating something that you don't really need to use a knife for, you might, you know, switch over if you're at home and you're not in polite company. My son, when he was 3, was right-handed, broke his right arm at about 4, and became left-handed at school when learning to write. On my daughter's 12-week scan, she was sucking her right-hand thumb. She is left-handed, so she was already left-handed as a fetus of 12 weeks. Well, apparently that, yeah, and that's... They've done studies on that, and it seems as if, you know, babies... before they're born already develop that. I'm left-handed. I don't look awkward doing things like writing, sweeping, using a scissors. My best pal is also left-handed and she does all these things awkwardly. We often wonder if it's because both of my parents are right-handed and one of hers is left-handed. There is that thing you would see sometimes left-handed people that kind of curl their arm around when they're writing. But I often wonder, was that because they didn't want the teacher to see them writing with their left hand because, you know, there was an era where that sort of thing was discouraged. I'm left-handed. I've always had brutal handwriting. I assume it would be even worse with my right. And finally, another text that says, even though my wife is left-handed, she's always right.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.